This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Time with Isaac and Suk podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
The Trailblazers are back in the playoffs.
And another great hustle play by Aminu Lillard. Buries a three.
This is a playoff week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Red Tail Golf Center Spring Tent Sale. Friday, April 20th through Sunday the 22nd. Up to 50% off everything golf. Visit golfredtail.com for more details.
Prime Time on 1080.
Play hit jam is blocked.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's your sports bros, Rob and Suk, here on the finest of sports stations, 1080 The Fan. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Excited.
Hope you're enjoying this weather.
Many boats and paddle boards out on the lovely Willamette, including we saw a Dewey out on the water. We saw the police jet ski pulling someone over on the lovely Willamette.
And so it begins.
Be safe out there. You know, some dude was like, oh, 70 degrees, hammered on the boat. And the police were there to say nay.
Coming up in the club tonight, 6 to 7, we'll talk about the resurgence in Vegas on a myriad of fronts. Also, Jason, one simple thing you can do to be less stressed.
Really? Weed?
I don't think that's what it is.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I've had this in my notes a while. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what it is.
Oh.
I just got to click the link and reread it.
Figure out what that is.
We'll present that to you tonight.
I'm guessing it's going to be weed, but we'll see.
What if, this hour, the Browns take two of the top quarterbacks at the top of the draft? What if they do that?
The most Cleveland Brown thing of all time, and then they both miss.
But that could be a smart move, too.
Can you imagine, like, if they took Rosen and Darnold and both ended up being warmed over garbage?
Then you know there's something in the water.
Yeah, then at that point, Cleveland should just quit. Be like, you know what? We're done. Thanks.
Right. This is it.
Walking away.
We also have audio of Mike Leach's thoughts on golf. And folks, it is a very big night for your Portland Trailblazers.
Dare I say a must win.
We'll have more on that. And the NFL schedule is about to be released. And we'll know where the Seahawks are playing and, you know, the whole thing. What week and all that good stuff.
Yeah, there's a bunch of leaks out there for individual teams. And we know when the season is going to start. But the full schedule will come out here.
And can I just tell you, before we get going with the high five?
Yeah, what do you got?
I like the NFL schedule release. Mm-hmm. I actually do. I think it's interesting to see, you know, who's matching up with who and where.
I love the when people go up and down the list and they're like, oh, well, 10-2 to start the season, no problem. And then those final games, it's like people will actually go through win-loss, as if you have any idea who's going to be good or not.
No, but it's fun to do. It's a very sportsy thing. It's just, come on, why are you laughing at, like, fans? That's, like, that's... You telling me that Philadelphia Sports Radio isn't doing that here in about 5 minutes?
The Eagle schedule is right in front of me. It's already out. And I guarantee they've got them 15-1 right now.
They're probably
out already, yeah.
They're probably doing a big, like, round table on the air about when Joey,
yeah, 15,
loss.
15-1, maybe 14-2 for the Eagles.
What do you think, Gardy?
There is a great, we've talked about this, but there is a great movie. I think it's called Big Fan. It starts Patton Oswalt, and it's about, he's a big Giants fan.
I've seen that.
It's a really good movie. And the best part is at the end, they do this with the schedule. As he's going to prison, him and his cousin are sitting there and they're going through the Giants schedule. And it's the most sports fan accurate thing of all time.
But on the schedule release, I like it because it means I can ignore NFL draft coverage
for a little bit.
And I like that because the NFL draft coverage it's a little much for me.
It can be.
It's a lot.
It can be a bit much.
So we'll get to some schedule news coming up. A lot going on right now. The Hot 5 at 5.
Oh!
Hot topics. Hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
Refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Download the reward app and start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences, game tickets, and rewards.
What an exciting time. Go out.
Number five.
Lance Armstrong has reached a $5 million settlement with the federal government in a whistleblower lawsuit that could have sought $100 million in damages from the cyclist who was stripped of his record 7 Tour de France victories.
Well, you may ask why the government's involved, because he was sponsored by the United States Postal Service. And they don't take kindly to that sort of PR rub that they took.
Yeah.
Although I think that's a pretty good deal.
Dude,
like,
great deal.
If you're being sued for, I mean, $5 million sucks to give away, but better than being sued for $100 million.
I'm looking up Lance Armstrong's net worth.
I'll bet you he's doing just fine. Although he has had to pay out quite a bit of money in these lawsuits, because they're not the only one. A bunch of people have sued him.
But still,
he's doing fine.
Yeah, he's well over $100 million still, I bet.
Yeah. So I know it's disgraced, and like, you know, his name's a bit of mud.
He's at $50 million according to CelebrityNetWorth.com.
If you had to go back, and if you're Lance, would you rather just be some random cyclist, or would you rather be disgraced Lance Armstrong with $50 million?
Yeah, I'll take Lance over Floyd Landis.
Exactly. Give me Lance all day.
God, only $5 million for all that. I'd forgotten that was still going on.
Yeah. A little surprised they settled for that much.
Right? Yeah, because they were going to go to trial in Washington.
Good. I mean, there were some 7th. People thought that like he could go bankrupt over this.
Not so much. The Mariners had scored 4 runs in 3 games against the mighty Astros, and today they scored 2.
So what you're saying is the offense is really cooking at this point.
Mariners lose 3 of 4 to Houston. The Astros taking game 4 of that series today, 9-2. Charlie Morton was pretty good.
Leads the American League in ERA.
He was a pitcher's duo for a while. Like in the 5th or 6th, it was what, 1-0?
Cubs beat the Cardinals behind John Lester, 8-5. Although Lester threw 6 scoreless innings. Tigers over the Orioles, 13-8. Braves lead the Mets already. First inning, 3-0.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yankees, Blue Jays tied 2-2. The Reds whacked their manager today. Brian Price, remember him? Former Mariners pitching coach?
They do. Aren't they like 3-12 or something?
No, Jason. They're 3-15.
Oh, yeah. That's not so good.
And that is unacceptable.
They fired him and the pitching and I think they may have cleaned.
Just the pitching.
Just the pitching coach.
Greg Popovich will not coach game 3 of the Spurs series tonight against the Warriors after the passing of his wife, Erin, who was just 67. She passed away after a long battle with illness. I still can't find out she was ill with.
They're being very private. In fact, they were saying a lot of people just didn't know. Like, unless you were really close to Pop, I guess this has been something that he had kept pretty quiet. So, you know, whether that's cancer or who knows. And with Popovich, you may never find out.
They had been married for over 40 years. Assistant coach, Tori Messina?
Sure. I did the same thing when I read the name. I was like,
who's that guy?
I don't know.
He's going to fill in. No word on Pop's status for the rest of the series. In progress, you have Joel Embiid back for Philly.
This is a good one. It's getting a little chippy there in Miami. Philadelphia up 48-47 right now, about 5 minutes to play in the second.
Embiid has 6 points. Bellinelli with 14 off the bench for the Sixers. And then that Spurs-Warriors game 3, as I mentioned, is later, along with your Portland Trailblazers, hey, who are in New Orleans. The Pelicans are about a field goal favorite. Evan Turner, it has been announced, will not play with that toe injury suffered in game 2. So that means Maurice Harkless should be inserted back in the starting lineup. The Blazers are going to wear their alternate plaid city jerseys tonight.
I like the plaids.
I love those jerseys. I think they're really cool. So maybe that'll spark them.
Well, they need something.
I mean, I don't know.
No team, by the way, has come back, I think, from 3-0 down. So,
ever? Just,
no, I don't think
it's never happened.
I don't think
basketball?
So in a 7-game series.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. So I was reading yesterday that, you know, 97% of the time, or excuse me, 93% of the time, you go up 2-0, they win the series. And I think in that article I saw that no one in the modern format has come back from a 3-0 down.
Mike, can you think of a team in another sport that came back from an 0-3?
Yeah, wasn't there...
Stop now. Let's do it.
I hate you both.
I'm trying to think of that.
I think there is.
Was it the Reds?
They did it?
Red Sox. Red Sox.
Against
some Yankees.
Yeah. I remember that.
Haha. We got him. And NFL schedule news. I have not. I'm going to have to go dig a little bit to get, like, the full schedules of the teams you care about, like the Seahawks and stuff. But
yeah, I tweeted that out. Kendota had it a little bit ago.
Oh, the Seahawks schedule?
Yeah, the Seahawks schedule.
Yeah, I've got some details on it if you'd like.
Okay, we'll get to that next. Here, I'll just give you some highlights. The 2018-2019 NFL schedule, the Seahawks are going to play the Raiders in London. That will be October 14th. The Titans and Chargers are in London the next week after that, and then it's Eagles-Jags.
Boy, Jags fans are pissed.
At Wembley.
This got leaked yesterday because the season ticket holders, I mean, that's the defending Super Bowl champs, and they're putting that game over in London, and I guess Jacksonville fan is none too happy
about it. They want to host Philly at their place?
Well, yeah, it's a home game. Right. So everyone was all excited when they heard that Philadelphia was coming to Jacksonville. And
are you telling
me
the Jags have fans now?
Yeah, the Jags have fans because they're good again, and they redid those stupid uniforms. They don't have the dumb helmet anymore. It's all black.
Rams and Chiefs will meet in Mexico City. That'll be November 19th. We do know the Eagles are going to play the Rams in LA again. That's where Carson Wentz tore up his knee last year. Raiders and John Gruden will cross the bay to visit the Niners. The Steelers get a rematch against both the Patriots and the Jags. And week one pits two very handsomely paid quarterbacks. The Niners are playing the Vikings in week one, and it will be Garoppolo against Cousins.
Yes, the very, very handsome Jimmy Garoppolo against just the kind of handsome Kirk Cousins.
No, I said handsomely paid.
I know, but they're handsome too.
Garoppolo is.
Garoppolo is. Are you trying to poo-poo
Cousins
Garoppolo? Garoppolo
is. No, I just said Garoppolo is. Yeah. Cousins, I don't know.
That's why I said one's very handsome. The other one is just.
Let's do a hot or not. Kirk Cousins.
Well, he's got $200 million. That makes him hotter.
The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Frostbrewed Coors Light. Download Coors Light's new rewards app and start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and game tickets. Before we get to a little Blazer talk, let's take a look at the Seahawks schedule and some other NFL scheduling notes just out. That will be next on The Fan.
This is a playoff week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Presented by Redtail Golf Center Spring Tent Sale.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up in our next segment, we'll get you ready for tonight's Trailblazers game against the Pelicans. It is a very big one. And we'll remind you what the Pelicans president said about how great the New Orleans arena and fans are, all the while begging them to show up and be loud.
I'm gonna take a look at StubHub and see what it's going to cost me to get into the Smoothie King Center tonight.
Before you do that, give me the Seahawks schedule.
All right, hold on. I just had that up about 2 seconds ago.
Here are a couple highlights of the overall NFL schedule they just released.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons are at the Eagles to open the season.
That's the Thursday night game, right? The 6th, I believe.
That is correct, Jason.
September 6th.
You're very good. Thanksgiving Day games. Everybody's always interested in those. Chicago at Detroit. Yes, I just rolled my eyes.
You don't want to see Mitchell Trubisky in action?
Washington at Dallas.
Yeah, it's traditional.
And Atlanta at New Orleans. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good game. That of those, that's by far the best game.
As I mentioned in the Hot 5 at 5, the Raiders play at the Niners this year. That'll be fun. The Rams host the Eagles. That's probably the best game of last season.
Yeah, and people think that's a preview to an NFC championship game.
Look at the Patriots. The Patriots have home games against both the Vikings and Packers.
That's fun, too.
Then we also have the Vikings visiting the Eagles.
Oh, I was thinking Vikings. Oh, that's the Cousins. The Cousins game.
What?
Vikings. Oh, no, I was thinking Vikings-Redskins. You said Vikings-Eagles.
Yes.
I apologize.
Don't apologize. It's okay. We all make mistakes, Jason.
I was thinking that Cousins going back and playing Washington, maybe, would, I don't know why, but that was popping in my head.
Browns-Chiefs. Give me the Seahawks.
Okay, they open September 9th, Sunday, at the Denver Broncos. They do have, four primetime games in the 5 o'clock slot. Then they're
five
at,
total primetime games.
They have five?
Yeah.
Where's the other one?
God. You're just a mistake-prone player. You're over the hill. You're old.
Thursday night is a primetime game.
Ah, oh, I didn't see the Thursday night game. God. Rat farts. Yeah, sorry. So they're on the road to Denver, on the road to Chicago to start. Then they're home to the Cowboys, at the Cardinals,
whoa,
home to the Los Angeles Rams, and then they're at the Raiders, and that's the one that's going to be in London. Then they got the bye week at Detroit, home against the Chargers, home against the Rams, home on the road against the Rams, excuse me, home against the Packers, on the road against the Panthers, and then the 49ers and Vikings both at home, and then you finish up on December 16th at the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
Well, there's two more games after that. That's why you missed it. There's two below it.
Oh,
they finished 4-5 at home.
Sook.
Niners, Vikings at home, then at Niners, then Chiefs, Cardinals at home.
I'm blaming that damn Bob Condotta. Oh, you got to click on the photo and it extends.
That's what she said. So the Seahawks get the Vikings and the Packers at home.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys. That's kind of a fun home schedule.
Yeah, except they're probably not going to be very good.
Who? Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have them 13-3.
Do you?
Yeah.
Get a pencil through there, do you? So let's go through a win, loss, win.
No, thanks.
I mean, they're not going to compete for that division. They're just not going to. With the Niners are going to be good. The Rams are going to be good. If Sam Bradford can stay healthy, I think Arizona's going to be quality. The Seahawks are not going to be contenders this year.
Hey, the Chargers play the Rams in L.A. How about that?
What?
The Chargers play the Rams in L.A. Of course, the game would be in L.A. They're both there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the Rams are technically the home team. Isn't that cool?
So when is that stadium going to be done? They got another 2 years?
A long, long time.
Playing in that that piece of crap, the soccer stadium that they
didn't
can't
they
even
say 2020?
Fill up.
Is that what they said?
I don't remember when that thing's going to be done, but it's to the tune of $5 billion. I just think it's great that the Chargers can't sell out. What is it like? It's like 27,000 seats, something like that. It's under 30 grand. And they can't even sell that thing out.
Patriots are headed to play the Steelers in Pittsburgh. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Always good there. And all of a sudden, Jacksonville, you know, they're pretty good. They got some key games.
Well,
hosting the Eagles in
Jacksonville
London.
Should be better than pretty good. I mean,
they host the Patriots.
Little rematch there. I was trying to think of what did Jacksonville finish last year? I know obviously they made the run to the playoffs, but I'm trying to think what their regular season record
was. Weren't they 12-4, 11-5?
So I don't know why you would think that Jacksonville is going to take a huge step backwards. I know that, I mean, injuries and there's some, you know, influx there where there's always going to be a team that we think is going to be good and they end up not being, but there really should be no reason why Jacksonville minus injuries should take a step backwards.
10-6, Jason.
Okay.
So maybe, and they got new uniforms today. Did you see that?
Yeah, they're basically the same uniforms. They just got rid of the stupid...
the dual helmet.
They got rid of the dual helmet.
They made the jerseys all solid color instead of having like little arm color differences.
So no colors or logo change or anything. The big one is they just got rid of that damn dual color helmet.
And you called for that. You nailed that.
Yes.
You.
There's no way that they were going to be able to keep that. That was like the biggest... That may be the biggest uniform farce in the history of the NFL. There's no way they were going to be able to keep that. In fact, they even, like, when they were teasing the uniforms, they were even making jokes about us. Even Jacksonville knew that they couldn't keep that. But the NFL has this wonky thing that, like, when you make a change like that, you have to keep it. Like, changing uniforms in the NFL is hard.
Now, they're getting rid of Color Rush, too. Is that what I hear?
I don't think they're going to do the Color Rush anymore just on Thursday night. I think teams are going to have the option if they want to do it, but I don't think they're going to do a mandated Thursday night Color Rush. So if you like, I liked some of the Color Rush unis.
Some.
Like when the Packers went all white or the Patriots went all blue, I thought those were good looks. They're just not going to have the Thursday night games be Color Rush anymore where both teams have to do it.
One other note, the Raiders and John Gruden, Monday Night Football, week one.
That makes sense.
Which is great. Yeah, that does make sense.
Or are they doing two Monday Night games again week one?
I was just checking that. Stand by, please. Just wait here. I'll just
pay no attention to a stalling for time.
Don't forget, like I did, you have to click on the photo to get the full schedule.
He poops corn.
That damn Bob Condotta.
Yes, we have.
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
How do we make good harmonies?
We have two Monday night games, week one, Jets at Lions.
What?
Ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
God, they have the worst pick of games.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that to us?
You know, I think that might be a drop. Let's try that one out.
But why would you do that?
Yeah, let's try that out. And then Rams at Raiders. Ooh.
See, Rams at Raiders is good. That makes
me
happy.
But that's going to be the Chris Berman game, isn't it?
Oh, God.
What? Oh, you're right.
They usually do him on the second game. Yeah, that's or at least they used one. To.
But, like, Dilfer's not around anymore, so I don't know who they're going to get. But that was, like, maybe they'll get the – who was the gal that did it?
Beth Mowins.
Yeah, I get, like, Beth Mowins and Rex Ryan on there.
Oh, God. Rex Ryan.
Well, he's the one that did it with her.
I know. He was awful.
Yeah.
That's what – but he's the one that did
yeah,
it with
her. Yeah, he's the one that did it with her.
So we've got week one, we've got Niners at Vikings, Falcons at Eagles, Cowboys at Panthers. What else? Steelers, Browns. Bless me. All right. I've had enough of this. Coming up next, the Trailblazers are taking on the Pelicans tonight. And guess what? We're based in Portland. We're going to talk about it.
And if you were in New Orleans for $27, you could be going to this basketball game.
What do you think the ticket prices would be here? Like, did you check that? In fairness.
I don't know. I don't know what it costs to get into the Blazers Moda Center. Game. But at least it was sold out. This isn't sold out at the Smoothie King Center.
Also, we're going to revisit what the New Orleans president said about their arena and their fans.
And his great fan base.
Because we're only about a half hour from tip. Here's Mike with sports.
This is a playoff week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Presented by Redtail Golf Center's Spring Tent Sale.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's 5:33. Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Why would you do that
More
to
NFL
us?
NFL schedule talk, I hope.
Hey, there was this. Here, hold on.
Try that. Why would you do that to us?
That was in regards to the Lions and Jets Monday night matchup.
Space Force.
Why would you do that to us?
Yeah.
No one wants to watch the Jets and the Lions. Jets and Lions fans don't want to watch the Jets and the Lions. I can't imagine that there's been a bigger one, has
Why
there?
Why would you do that to us?
I mean, I guess with the Jets, you get a new quarterback.
Hey,
theory.
So you can get into the Pelicans-Blazers game 3 tonight for $27.
$27 on the secondary market, but I actually went to see if it was sold out, and it is not. There's plenty of seats that you can buy off the Pelicans website. They don't have, apparently, a 200 level. They just have 100 level and 300 level seats. What? Yeah, there's no... It's not like they're not available. There's no 200 level. The lower bowl is 100 and the top is 300. So I don't know how
So it's not sold out?
No, it is not. There's plenty of seats in the upper level. What?
They skipped 200.
It's like the 13th floor.
Yeah, they just don't have it. That's what I said. I was like, well, there's 100 level and 300. I'm like, what about the two? There's no two.
Wouldn't the upper level be the 200?
One would think, but apparently not. It's the 300 level. There's plenty up in the 300 level for about $100. And then down below, they're less. They're kind of scattered around, but for about 150, 160, you can sit up to 2 to 3 people down in the lower bowls.
Wait, I'm confused now. 100, how much per person?
Yeah, it's like 150, 160.
Oh, okay.
Why would you do that to us? But there weren't a lot available together. There was some singles and there were some doubles. Up top, you could get like 5-6 tickets together.
Close to sold out.
I suppose.
Now,
they're
okay.
On their way.
In fairness.
But it is not sold out, no.
In fairness to them. Can't you get Blazers tickets pretty cheap? I mean, I know those playoff games were sold out, but it's not like you're paying a mint to get in there on the secondary market late, like right before, like say a couple hours before the game.
I'm guessing I'll text my ticket guy. I'll bet you for $40.
You could get in there.
I'm guessing for $40, you can probably get into the 300 level for a playoff game.
Yeah, for like a single.
For a single. I'll ask what for a double, what that was going to get you game one or game two.
You're talking secondary market, though.
Secondary market.
Yeah.
Because I hate to say that, but like most of the time, I found on the secondary market, you get a better price unless it's like a huge deal. Like in the World Series or something like that, you're going to pay through the nose. But for first round playoff games or concert tickets, a lot of times you get better deals on the secondary market.
Okay, so here was, I don't know if you guys caught this. We played this yesterday, but we'll play it again. But the president of the Pelicans was at the game the other night here in Portland.
Yeah.
And he was kind of taking some shots at the fans a little bit, saying, oh, we can be much louder. And then he basically goes into just begging people to show up.
Joined now by Saints and Pelicans president Dennis Lauschen. Dennis, as amazing
as this game in Game 1 has been, we can't wait to get all this action back home to New Orleans on the home court Thursday and Saturday.
There's no question about it. You know, everyone seems to think that this is the one of the best places to play if you're a home team, but I've been in New Orleans, and look, we could be a lot louder than this place. You know, New Orleanians bring their passion, and when they're cheering from the heart. So we're going to need everybody there. You know, I've talked to a couple players this week. They can't wait to get back home. They can't wait to have the home crowd. You know, they asked if it was going to be sold out. I said, yeah, it's going to be sold out. It's going to be loud, too. So I'm asking everyone. I said, hey, please bring your A game.
As only New Orleans can do. Tickets are still available. You've got all sorts of special things planned, like a DJ. You and Miss Gail Benson have been here the entire time with the team. It means a lot to them to have the home crowd support.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know she didn't mean to.
No, she probably had no idea that he even said
like
that.
Like, that's our Brooke, whoever is down there, you know, Bree, whoever is doing their courtside stuff. Right. We all have them. She could not have neutered that guy any more.
And you're right. She didn't mean to do that. No. She just wasn't listening to his answer.
No. And I'm sure someone said, hey, make sure you mention the tickets are available. But when you just got done being like, yeah, it's going to be.
Well, he did say it's going to be sold out.
Well, and then I love that she threw out, too, just an incentive. There'll be a DJ there. As if I was going to go to the game and I'm like, you know what, guys? I don't think I'm going to go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What? There's a DJ? DJ Split Ditch is going to be there. I'm in.
DJ Split Ditch?
I went to a show once. I went to a White Buffalo show, and I didn't know who the opening act was. It was over at, like, the Wonder Ballroom. And when we walked up, I saw on the poster that the opening act was Root Jack and then DJ Split Ditch.
Wow.
And, by the way, he was really good.
Oh, my God.
He was like a country western DJ.
I think he also, that president also said New Orleansies in there.
Yeah.
He was kind of nervous. It sounded like, so he says, oh, we can be way better than this. And I know our fans cheer from the heart. Like no other fans do.
As only New Orleans can do. No.
It's going to be New Orleansies. And then he says, it's going to be sold out. And then he begs people to show up and bring their A game. And by the way, as Suk just pointed out, it is not sold out. You can go to the Pelicans website and buy tickets.
Yes.
So if you're in New Orleans.
And not just nosebleeds either. You can't get something down in the lower levels.
Now, here's the thing. And perhaps this is a good thing. I don't know. If the Blazers get run out of the gym tonight, maybe it's a good thing. But here in Portland, this is crazy to me. But you have a Blazers playoff game.
Yeah.
That will only be on NBC Sports Northwest. You will not be able to get it on NBA TV.
And what do they get? Like, I want to say they cover about 40% of the market.
Is that what the number is?
I think it's less than half of the people that have access
to
that.
So look, I'm going to go home tonight, and as a DirecTV subscriber in Portland, Oregon, I will not be able to see the Blazers playoff game.
No.
Unfreaking believable.
I know.
I'm serious. That is unbelievable.
It's embarrassing.
Now, what I do is I pirate somebody's password and I just pull up the app. But it's like, come on, man.
I know. That's what people resort to. I have Comcast, and I'll bet you I have, for something like this, I'll bet you I'll get three or four people that'll shoot a text. Hey, can you give me your password? Like, yeah, absolutely. Here, have at it. But yeah, it's amazing that a playoff game in what, market 22, that you won't be able to watch it. Like 60% of the people won't be able to watch it.
But perhaps that's good news for Paul Allen, because half the state won't know how lame they are.
Izzy's closies. Well, I guess you can head to a bar, right?
Go
to a buddy's house.
But that's not it's not the point. God, I mean, in this day and age, of all the technology,
I know,
you can't get the damn game in everyone's household. It's just ridiculous.
It does seem that way, and it's been going on for years and years.
No, I know, but you would think it would all be resolved by now. Like, you remember when that whole thing started?
It's like 10 years ago.
Oh, at least. It was at least 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, same thing.
And we're like, oh, just be patient, just be patient.
Well, same thing with the Pac-12 network, right? Every year we have to hear Larry Scott being like, oh, we'll work out a deal. And now Larry Scott just doesn't even give you any hope. He's like, yeah, it's not coming. DirecTV is not going to get the Pac-12 network anytime soon.
God. And no, they don't have Blazer Vision pay-per-view, $9.99. Although, if you offered that, a lot of people would buy it.
So you missed this, because back in the day when we were growing up, we did.
I know.
Yeah, we had
pay-per-view. Didn't Paul Allen own that?
Yeah, Paul Allen owned it. Now, my dad had an illegal cable box, and we would steal it. The best part about that is below below the game, you know where they have like the ticker that comes across with scores? We would get a little black stream saying that you are illegally accessing this game and that it's like a federal crime. We would get that warning that would go across the bottom of our screen off of my dad's illegal cable box. But Big Bob Brown, he rolled the dice. That man loved a good pirated basketball game. Hmm. Thought it was great.
Well, don't ask for the TV ratings numbers for tomorrow. for tomorrow.
Or, you know, go to Reddit or...
You know what I mean?
There's ways you can find it.
There are ways, but you know how many people know that kind of stuff?
It's a pain in the ass.
Not that many.
Yeah.
And there's always the threat of viruses on those kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be, they're going to flip on tonight and they're going to be like, wait a minute, where's the damn game? They're going to go to TNT, they're going to go to ESPN.
Not going to find
they're
it.
They'll probably then go to Channel 8.
Yeah.
And they can't find their own team's game.
Nope. Head to the internet. Find some Mexican site that'll have it. That's what I do with like the UFC, sometimes boxing. If it's not a big enough one where I want to pay for it, but I still want to watch the fight, then I go and find some like Mexican or Russian broadcast of it. I'm sure I get the Andromeda Strain on my computer, but I will go find those out there.
All right. Coming up next, what if the Browns draft two quarterbacks?
It's been done before.
In the top five.
That has not.
It would be unprecedented.
Yes, it would.
543 on the Fan.
This is a playoff week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Presented by Redtail Golf Center's Spring Tent Sale.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up in the club, it's quite a trend Celine Dion started. We'll talk about that.
So I got to, my ticket guy called me back, Shane, my ticket bro, and he said it was 80 to 100 to get into games one and two, just to get in the door price at the Moda Center.
So you could, I mean, that's steep, but you could go get a ticket.
Yeah.
If you're by yourself. Now, what about a pair?
It's obviously going to bump up if you want a pair.
So over $100 for a pair.
Yeah.
But you could get into the arena if you're willing to pay.
That's kind of spending. He did point out, he said that the New Orleans one was a joke, but he did bring up this point in defense of New Orleans. He said that game three is going to be worthless to them. He said game four will be much more expensive because game three, if you're a New Orleans fan, it doesn't mean anything. If they win tonight, he said game four will bump up because people want to see the clinch. So he said it's a joke that
it's
so,
it's a Saturday night.
Yeah, and he also said that it's Portland, which isn't going to be as a huge draw. He also said too that the first round can be funky. He said like in Golden State, he said you can probably get into Golden State games for nothing.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
Because no one wants to go to game to round one.
Right.
All Golden State fan is saving their money to go buy conference finals and finals tickets.
That's right.
So he said if you've got a dominant team, you can weasel your way into first round games for really cheap.
I've also heard that New Orleans is a unique city in that they do a lot of walk-ups for shows in general. They don't necessarily sell as many tickets right off the bat, but they have a lot of people who on the day of will walk up and go.
It's still pretty bad, though, that you're an hour away from tip and you're not sold out.
Not even an hour. They're 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. That's bad.
Where's that arena?
I don't know. I don't know where the Smoothie King is. I've only been to New Orleans once in my entire life, and this was long before the Smoothie King Center.
I love New Orleans, but I haven't been in a long, long time.
Yeah, mine was in college.
Oh, it's right next to the Superdome, it appears. So
where did they used to play? Because that I don't know where the old arena was.
I have no idea, dude. So if the Browns, all right, let's get the draft order up here.
Okay. So I think the Browns are what, 1-4?
Yes. It's Browns, Giants, Jets, Browns, Broncos.
Yes. And quarterbacks are going to go hot and heavy. In fact, apparently John Elway told people today that the number 5 pick is for sale.
Yeah, because people want to jump up and get a quarterback.
Yeah.
So you could have 4 straight quarterbacks at the top of the draft.
Yes. Cleveland will take one. There seems to be some debate whether the Giants will take one. The Jets are taking one for sure. And then if Cleveland doesn't take one at number 1, they'll obviously take one at number 4. And then if Denver sells their pick, someone that's moving up to the 5 will be for one of those quarterbacks.
Smart or dumb, Cleveland drafts 2 quarterbacks one at number one and one at number four.
I don't know.
To me, it seems silly at first, but then you think about it and go, well, wait a minute.
I guess you cover your bases, but how long are you going to have to wait to find out what you have?
Well, you got the healthy competition.
But look, if it happened, we'd all make fun of it because we'd say it's the most Cleveland Brown thing in the world. But when you look at the cost to move up to draft a franchise quarterback, when you look at some of the bounty that people have paid in order to move up, to waste one pick on a guy that isn't even necessarily the waste of pick that would be your backup, it's not a terrible idea.
Well, also think about the idea of, let's say they go Darnold, Mayfield.
Yeah.
And you're hitching your wagon to Darnold, but you want Mayfield to push him, and who knows? And you get a little competition going or whatever, and Darnold wins.
Can't you trade
Mayfield for a pretty penny?
Yeah, well, it depends. Like, if Mayfield shows you some stuff and you know, you're like, oh, yeah, we may be able to recoup some of that. It's not the worst idea in the world. At first sight, people are going to make fun of it. Now, Washington did this where they gave up all that crap to go up and get RG3. And then I think in the third round, maybe it was the fourth, third or fourth, they made the pick on Cousins. And, well, Cousins ended up being the franchise guy. Obviously, he's left now, but... RG3 ended up being the washout after the first year, and Cousins is the franchise guy. So we've seen that before, but it's very rare you see someone with two top five picks, but it is not the end of the world. If Cleveland were to do that, they should not just receive shame and scorn, because Here's the thing. First round quarterbacks hit at about a 50% rate, right? You draft two of them. In theory, one of them will hit and you end up with a franchise guy. And even if the other guy ends up being crap, all you can say is we wasted one first round pick to find our franchise quarterback. That's not a bad idea.
But it's a top five pick.
I understand that. But if I told you right now, give me a franchise quarterback in the NFL. And I said, and you get a team that doesn't have one. And all you have to do to get that franchise quarterback is give me the number four pick.
Brock Osweiler.
There's not a team in the NFL that wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that there's logic behind Cleveland doing this.
I get you. I actually think if they did that, it would be badass. And I'm with you. I don't think it's the worst idea in the world because they have a ton of picks, right?
Yes. Like
they've got
all kinds of stock piled up. So, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. But
that'd be sweet, though, if they did.
It certainly would be interesting, and it would get the NFL talking. The only thing that is, you may get some blowback from the guys that you're drafting. Agents would probably be pretty pissed about this. And so I don't know if you want to draft a franchise quarterback and rock the boat that early. But, you know, if you want to do the, hey, this is an open competition.
Well, you know, the Redskins did that the year they took RG3. They drafted Kirk Cousins the same year.
Yeah, it just was like, it was seven rounds back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how that would necessarily, you know, work as far as, you know, locker room culture and again, what it would do to the guy's psyche. But if you wanted a true open competition, and then as far as money goes, those are all slotted spots. So it's not as if, you know, if you drafted Saquon Barkley, number four, that it would be a huge financial difference.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point, because it used to be that You wouldn't do that because you would have to pay so much money to those guys, but they've limited how much money those top five, top guys can make now.
Yeah,
so.
The quarterbacks will make a little more. Like, if you draft a quarterback number two versus a running back, there is the quarterback does get a slight bump, but these are slotted picks. I mean, that's you're paying the same.
In other words, what you're saying is whoever the Browns draft at one, whether it's a quarterback or a linebacker,
you're getting roughly the same.
The guy at four, no matter what position, is making the same amount of money.
Yeah, it's good. It's a slotted system. So it's a way that you could control your quarterback salary and not have it bleed over. The only bad part about that would be, you know, let's say he carries a cap hit. I don't know. I'd have to look and see what that cap hit is, but let's say it's $8-9 million, maybe 10. The backup would also carry with that, as opposed to that cap hit going towards another starter. You would be paying a significant chunk of money, not starting quarterback money, but you would be paying a chunk of change to a guy that wasn't going to play. That'd be the only downside to it. But last time I checked, Cleveland has an official S ton of cap space, so I don't think that would be the end all to be all.
Well, that story did come out today that Cleveland is considering perhaps taking two quarterbacks in the top five. Okay, coming up next, it is time for the club. We'll talk about the Vegas resurgence. And one simple thing you can do, Jason, to be less stressed.
I'm still going with weed, but apparently you have another answer to this.
556 on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.